So during the last broadcast, we spoke to Fatima Cohen from the South African Human Rights Commission about a national effort that will be rolling out in the near future. So today we'll continue this conversation with Fatima's colleague, Nhle Ngwani. Nhle has been working for the SHRC for the past 10 years, and she's currently working as a project manager for the Social Harmony National Effort, otherwise known as Shine SA. She'll be talking to us about this national effort and how it aims to build a more caring society. Okay, so before we talk about the national effort, can you just tell us a bit more about yourself?
Okay, my name is Dombetle Ngwane. Most people call me Nhle. I'm just a girl originally from a small town in KwaZulu-Natal in the south coast of Durban called Mthwalume. I am a mother and I am currently working for the South African Human Rights Commission. Yeah, and I'm very pleased to be talking to you today.
Okay, cool stuff. Thank you. So for the listeners who missed the interview with Fatima, can you just explain Shine SA and like what's it all about?
All right. So the Social Harmony National Effort, which we abbreviate as Shine SA, is actually an initiative of the South African Human Rights Commission that really just wants to make a contribution towards the betterment of society. As you probably know or have read or heard all the people say, South Africa has been through a process of transitioning from a not-so-pleasant time in history to what we have come to know as a democratic society. So this transition has not been the easiest, you know, and we still experience to this day what I can call the remnants of where we come from. So additionally, there are many, many more challenges that we face as a country today that sometimes makes us feel despondent, you know, and a little hopeless about the future. I mean, at the moment, we're going through load shedding, which is affecting us very negatively. We're going through a lot. And last year, we had what we didn't anticipate would ever happen in society, you know, in July when we had that unrest in KZN and Gauteng. So, you know, sometimes we get to a point where we feel a little hopeless about the future and what the future holds for us. So through the Shine SA, the commission seeks to utilize its mandate, which is to promote a culture of respect for human rights by really just encouraging people to start reflecting from an individual level about what contributions they can make for the greater good of the country. We want people to start reflecting on how they respond to different situations and also to start adopting a culture of dialoguing through difficult issues instead of maybe like resorting to violent, you know, or violent behaviors. So we want people to reflect and change the way that they respond. If they find through their reflections that the way that they respond to different situations is not something that can take us forward, so then they start changing their behaviors from an individual level. And we believe that if the reflection starts from a personal level, it can cascade to a family. You know, you can change how you behave in your family and you can change how you behave in your community. And that has the ripple effect, you know, even to the nation or to the higher levels of society. Then that's what basically what the Nutshell project is all about.
Okay, so you've just told us what Shine SA is doing for our community and for our society. So with this national effort coming out soon, what are you guys hoping to achieve?
So the national effort hopes to, at the very least, sensitize people and get people to realize that most of the solutions to the problems that we face in society can come from us individually and also collectively. We have a tendency as society to want to blame, you know, the next person. If your neighborhood is dirty, you decide that you're going to blame the municipality. So through this effort, we hope that people will start taking responsibility, you know, and start picking up papers if they feel like the neighborhood is dirty. You know, you don't really have to wait for the municipality to do that. So we want people to unite as a society, and we want for us to have this common goal, which is to ensure that the country we live in and the country that we one day would like to live for our children and for our grandchildren as well is a country that is harmonious, a country that resorts to dialogue instead of violence, a country where people are hopeful about the prospects of the future, and a country whose people care about one another. So that's what we would like to achieve through this effort.
Okay, so you just used a brilliant example for my next question. So with things like cleaning up your own neighborhood, how can people who want to do that, especially children, get involved with this national effort?
So one thing about this national effort is that we would like for it to be heard and its impact felt by everyone in our country. As that Madiba said, children are a rock on which our future will be built. Therefore, their involvement in this national effort, we see it as of paramount importance. So we would like for children especially to be involved in this project by engaging us on the monthly themes that we'll be having next year, by telling us exactly what they feel and what they think. So if there's anything I know about children, being a mother myself, mm-hmm. is that children are the most intelligent and they are the most honest people who are also very brave and confident. So children can organize and host dialogues with their peers in the schools, in their churches if they go to church, in their social clubs, wherever you guys hang out. So you speak to your friends, you dialogue with your friends, and then you talk about the issues that you go through as young people that we probably as older people have no idea about. And also dialoguing with your older people, maybe in your family, for example, and just tell them what you feel, you know, tell them what you think and tell them the things that you don't feel should be done. You know, if you feel like your brother, if you're a girl, for example, your brother is exempted from dishwashing and you don't understand that, speak about that mm-hmm. to your parents and see what they think. And also, you know, as honest as you guys can be, you really most of the time get us older people to start reflecting, you know, because sometimes we do things because of how we were raised and we don't really think about the time that we are currently on. So if you guys can start speaking about those things and getting us to reflect, obviously in a respectful manner, if I can end, then yeah, so those dialogues is something that you want people to really engage on. And also RX Radio, for example, can also help us by popularizing the effort. And when we have launched the monthly themes, as
we're just having some connectivity issues. I'm sure she'll be back soon. So we're just going to quickly reflect on what answers she's giving us so far. So I think that we're about to ask questions about RX Radio, and I think that the way that she spoke about kids going out and being able to help others reflect on their actions, because she specifically spoke about older people who were raised in a certain way, and I know that feeling of somebody who doesn't want to change their beliefs because that's how they grew up. I think it's nice that us as kids, us as children, are able to speak out about it. And I actually didn't know before I was told this that we actually make them reflect. That's cool. And I think that it's nice that us being such a large group of people can have such an influence on older generations. And yeah, definitely do it respectfully. But it's definitely something that I've never thought about before. And I think that, yeah, as RX Radio, I think that's something that we're already doing. We're speaking about the issues like mental health, bullying, things like that. And it's really getting out there, and I would encourage kids to do that as well. Back on the line, she just had a bit of connectivity issues, but we're just going to start off where we left. So what do you think a caring society looks like? Because by the way, you're answering these questions so beautifully, you must have a vision.
So for me, a caring society is a society where everyone is living their true potential. You know, a society where there's no discrimination, where no one goes to bed without food in their stomachs. I cannot imagine a worse thing to happen to anyone in our society than going to bed hungry. It's a society where there's no violence, a society where people have equal access to services and children are taken care of and nurtured and loved. A society where neighbors know each other, you know, and care and look out for each other, you know, where neighbors know when the next neighbor is going through something, when they don't have anything. Yeah, so that for me is what a caring society, that's what I would like to see in the future in South Africa.
When we asked you about how children can get involved with the effort, you did answer this question a bit, but what do you think about organizations like RX Radio who are amplifying children's voices?
You know, Leila, when I first heard of RX Radio and what it does, I thought to myself, Now that's the South Africa I know we are capable of being. To me, RX Radio represents a caring organization that the whole of South Africa will benefit from knowing. I think that the work that you do for children and as children in the hospital institutions is amazing. And I hope that one day children across the country and the world actually will have access to your work. Yeah, RX Radio rocks, if I can put it like that.
What sort of message do you have to say for children listening who want to build a more caring society?
Okay, so what I can say is you are amazing as children. You are very unique. You are intelligent. And you are very much capable of doing anything that you want. I'm inspired by children each and every day because of just who they are and how they are able to get us back, you know, to thinking about the things we do as older people. So the sky is literally the limit, and it doesn't matter the differences that we have or that you have as children, but you all possess this amazing internal thing that you are amazing species and you are very intelligent as well.
Okay, thank you so much, Nkle. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Oh, yes. Lastly, I'd just like to say we will be launching the national effort in September this year. The exact date will be communicated in due course. So please just be on the lookout. But we'll also make an effort to communicate with the station and also to communicate broadly in South Africa about the launch of the national effort. And yeah, and also just thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much for coming in today. So we would just like to say that we really appreciate the work that you guys as SAHRC are doing for our nation. I think that you guys are one of the efforts that are really making South Africa a better place to be in, a better place to grow up in. And yeah, I hope that the effort really works out to the best of its ability. And we will be sure to be on the lookout for it in September. Thank you.